escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To Joe Shasky, Carter, Sam Lubman, Matt Mahigian, all you lovely people just getting off work. Hell, is anyone working right now? The city's like, everyone's traveling. It's 4th of July week. We've already established yesterday Joe Shasky's favorite holiday is going to be on Friday. It is the 4th of July, Independence Day. So there you go. You're already so excited. Dude, you're antsy. You want to get the hell out of here as soon as possible. Go up to the cabin, play with baby LJ, hit some golf balls.
Yeah.
Grill some wieners.
No, I want to keep talking ad nauseum for the next 6 months about JK's fit on the Warriors.
You don't like that? It's been fun talking some Dubs basketball. We've been so knee-deep in the Giants, rightfully so. It's nice to throw a little change-up, if you will, to use a baseball pun, and talk some Warriors. And we're going to do that with Mark Willard here shortly, Joe.
I'm getting all these ESPN Shams reports all day
going
on my phone.
What is it?
Just nothing with the Warriors. Don't worry.
How does that make you feel as a Warriors fan?
How does that make you feel?
I'm asking
what
the question.
Are you my therapist?
Yeah, well, therapy's good. I got therapy tomorrow.
No, I'm sitting here. I'm waiting. I'm waiting for something to happen. I'm waiting for the shoe to drop.
What shoe is going to drop for you that'll make you excited? Giannis?
Definitely not the old T-Max that you referenced earlier.
I think Mark Willard was probably in on the T-Max back in the early 2000s. You think he owned any of the answers, the T-Max, the and-ones from Shaquille O'Neal?
Knowing Mark, he was probably an Adidas Samba guy.
Well, we'll ask him. By the way, we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. Mark Willard, host of Willard and Dibs from about, what was it, 145, 150, right? 2 to 6?
Yeah, however long they try to milk Steiny and Guru for that first 30 minutes.
Well, hold on, real quick. Mark
just
Willard,
say, guys,
joining us on the River Islands guest line. All right, got to get that out of the way. Very important. So, Mark, you stole our guy Joe Shasky. What was that, last week? So we're stealing you from your own show. How about that? Good morning.
First of all, good morning. I'm bothered that you said I was an Adidas Samba guy. Why has it got to be past tense? I can't still be an Adidas Samba guy today?
Well, I mean, given your age and plantar fasciitis being so prevalent in older folks like myself, probably not the greatest footwear for sore feet. I don't know. It's just a thought. It's more of a kid thing.
Yeah, but I'm not worried about that. All I'm worried about is the San Francisco Giants right now. And I'm also worried about, look, if AI is going to take over the world, can they just send the umpires with them?
Oh, please? My God.
Please, can we, please?
Are you cutting out or are you still there?
No, he's there. Go, Joe.
No, I'm right here.
All right. So
he sounds broken like you do now, Joe, when it comes to watching this team.
I do want to talk about the home run last night. Like, last night, all right, so just my thought. The ball passed through the fielder, the left fielder jumping in the air. He had an opportunity to catch it clean. He missed it completely. It went to the side. The fan was leaning to the left, caught it. I couldn't tell if it was over the fence or not, but I would have said it was a home run. It's just absolutely absurd. I don't understand the whole thing. A, the fan didn't obstruct it, and B, because it's such a, you know, gray area, I would have just gave him the home run. I think it's ridiculous. And the fact that the same fan did it four times?
I mean, there's so much wrong with this, and I'm with you. Like, I'm not there. I can't get into the geometric angles of all of this, but I thought that's what replay was not going to do. They're not going to go over there and stick their head into a little booth and then come out and tell us that something's definitive that clearly is not definitive. If the ball goes over the outfielder's head and it goes over a fence and it goes into a fan's glove that's on the other side, that's a home run.
Thank you.
But there's so many other things wrong with this. Why do we still have stadiums where fans can even do this? They're like, this is 2025. There's netting around the entire stadium. Why do we still have stadiums where a fan can sit here and reach onto the field and obstruct and catch the ball? And then the biggest one of all for me is I don't know what it is about baseball umpires. This is not true of NBA refs. It's not true of NFL officials. But this parental, snooty attitude of you're not allowed to talk to me, and if you do, you're gone, I can't stand it because they're wrong more than anyone. They're wrong more often than anyone. And this culture of you're not allowed to talk to me or show me up or whatever, I don't know, guys. Dude, it drives me nuts, especially in games like last night.
Talking with Mark Willard here on the Morning Roast, host of Willard and Dibs, that same Mark Willard, not a different one, Joey.
And then Jung-Hoo Lee. Look, Devers haven't been great, but, you know, he's shown some life. Adames has shown, I think Adames is better than the numbers right now. It's a tough argument to make. I know people are frustrated. They're not wrong on that. I'm most frustrated with Jung-Hoo Lee right now. This is a guy lunging at everything. He refuses to put the ball on the ground the other way. And when you go to the game and you see the positioning of the defense, they are putting the third baseman in the shortstop slot, and they're basically saying, we dare you to bump the ball or slap it the other way. We think you're going to roll over to second base or pop up to the second baseman every single time. And he does. He brings very little speed. Defensively, he's solid. He is. He's very solid. But, like, the speed on the base pass is non-existent. He doesn't walk a lot. He's not driving the ball. I'm officially, like, on the we've got to do something about Jung-Hoo Lee train here.
So you're not part of the Jung-Hoo crew?
No.
Is what you're saying.
No.
Like, this is where my brain goes. I mean, no doubt. And the guy at the beginning of the year was a ton of fun, right? And everyone was like, ooh, it looks like, you know, now that we're getting a sustained look at him, this feels pretty good. This looks pretty good. But, like, I mean, if what you're saying is kind of like the sustainable norm now, if they've got a book on him and they've figured him out, well, the Giants' entire marketing strategy has fallen apart. I mean, they've built the entire stadium seemingly around this guy over the last 12 to 15 months. And so there's no doubting it, dude. It is a problem right now on so many levels with this offense. It's incredibly frustrating. What I'm glad, though, about what you just did, Joe, is you brought up players' names. I don't know where you guys are at on this. I think there are conversations to be had about Bob Melvin and Pat Burrell, but everybody's pointing at these two, and it just kind of feels lazy to me where it's like they're not hitting, so fire the hitting coach. To me, and I listened to you guys talking to Brenly yesterday, this is a player issue.
Thank you.
And these guys are being worked with. Observations are being made. They are big leaguers with big dollars, and it is on them to figure it out.
Well, it's a great point, Mark. And, like, the moment Matt Chapman went down, I wasn't thinking, like, wow, this is really going to devastate the offense. But, like, he's not a good enough offensive player for everyone else around him to just crater the way they have. Like, Devers. And I get it. Like,
but he was your best offensive player last year, by far.
But again, within the NL West alone, Matt Chapman as an offensive player.
No, I know, but on this team, he's extremely
important. I understand that, but I asked that to Mark. Like, he's not a good enough player offensively for everyone else to crater around him, is what I'm saying. Like, Rafi Devers, in his own right, should be your best offensive player, just going through the history. Now it's his first time being a Giant. I get that. There's a lot of, you know, you guys got to find a new place to live. He's got a family, all of that. So I'm a little more lenient on him. It's the Willy Adames one right now, Mark. It's just, it's tough, man. We had this conversation on Bobby Bonilla Day, right, Mark, where he's getting his $1.2 million deferral. Like, I asked the question, like, if you could defer one contract right now and not have to pay all of it in its totality every year, right, in these next 7-8 years, whatever Willie Adames' contract is, I kind of want to defer Willie Adames' until like 2050 if we could. Does that sound harsh?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, honestly, like I kind of share what Shalsky, you were saying, where right now I think the more frustrating and concerning one at such a young age is Jung-Hoo Lee, because we still don't have like a full season of Major League Baseball under his belt. I think Adames and Devers and the transition to new teams and pressure and new fans and new stadium and all of these things, I don't want to use that as an excuse, but these guys have a long resume and track record in Major League Baseball, and I think that over the long haul, that's going to play out well. You see it a lot with big contracts. Sometimes it's all the way into year two where it starts to really kind of pay dividends, but we'll see. I feel more comfortable that I know that those guys are who they are, and quite frankly, I'm glad Devers is here, because Willie Adames being like the big, bad, best hitter on your team is not really who he is.
No.
Like, I think that contract made us think that he was a greater hitter than he is. If he can just kind of be your second or third best hitter, I think our perception about him will kind of change over time.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. Well, where are you at with the other guy? I mean, this guy's cratering right now, and to think that he would be able to replicate what he did for the first couple months all year, wow, I don't know, man. Wilmer Flores, and I love Wilmer, but when you acquire Devers, you can't put Wilmer at first base defensively. You just can't. And I don't know if Devers is ever going to be able to play first base this year, at least for this year. So what do you do with Wilmer Flores right now? He has just not looked good.
Well, Melvin told us last week that he thought Devers might get to first base on this trip. I don't know where it stands right now. But, I mean, what we're seeing in Wilmer is exactly what they told us we should be worried about, which is if you put him in the field and you start putting more pressure on his legs, you're going to have some fall off. And quite frankly, like, really, what was going on there that first 2 months? That's a little bit too magical. I mean, Wilmer, bless him, he's been a great Giant, and he's still going to drive in some runs for you the rest of the way, but he's kind of done. Like, I mean, don't you feel like next year, Devers back to DH, hopefully Bryce Eldridge is your first baseman, and Wilmer is probably, I don't know, is he retired? He might be retired by next year.
If there was a deal on the table to be able to get yourself another arm or bring in an outfielder, I think I would consider trading Wilmer Flores. And I know that sounds ridiculous because he is one of your better hitters, but you have to make those calculations about where he's going to be on this team beyond this year.
I hear you, and I think all things are on the table, especially as we're now in July and you're in information gathering. And my God, over the last week and a half, it's been almost all bad information. So I don't think you take anything off of the table. But I would still, if they are going to put Devers at first base soon, and Matt Chapman is supposed to be back, next week is what it sounds like, I would love to see this lineup get a chance to have those six guys in it that have at least at one time or another this year shown their flashes. So obviously we're talking about Flores and Jung-Hoo and Adames and Devers, and then get Chapman in there along with Ramos, and let's see it. It's baseball. It'll cycle. It's not going to look like this all the way, but I'm not dismissing what you're saying, man, at all.
Talking with Mark Willard here on the River Islands Guest Line this morning, Rose with Spinoni and Chasky. Mark, your thoughts on the departure of fan favorite and Warriors legend Kevon Looney as he signs a 2-year, $16 million deal with the New Orleans Pelicans, and your old pal Jordan Poole gets to be teammates with them again.
I mean, exciting, right? I mean, Jordan sounded excited about it, but dude, I don't know how this hit you guys. This obviously broke during our show yesterday, and it was a different kind of sort of like experience or emotion. Like, you saw it, and I just wasn't really braced for it or expecting it. That wasn't the first piece of Warriors news I thought we were going to get. I wasn't not expecting it. I wasn't thinking all year, oh, Loon's definitely back next year. But it was one of those things where I saw it, and you're like, okay, I get it, and good for him. Like, that's a good contract for him. I don't know if it's a great one for the Pelicans, but whatever. It's a good contract for him, so I'm happy for him. But the longer I kind of let it sit, you sort of realize that, the presence and the imprint and the impact that this guy has had as far as being with the Warriors through most, not all, but most of everything that's happened over the last 15 years. And he's such a favorite, and there's just not a negative thing about it. We were trying to comp, non-stars in the last 15 years.
Rafael Lopez.
Well, I hear that. We had people texting in all kinds of things. The one I loved the best was Brandon Crawford, actually, where I was like...
Crawford was an all-star.
Yeah, I get that, but like once or twice. How many times did he make it?
I think it was three never, total. He played for the World Cup.
I know, but did you ever consider him a star, though? I know he made an all-star team.
He was a three-time all-star.
Right, but you never looked at him and went, that's the middle of the order, core piece.
I mean, he's the greatest defensive shortstop in San Francisco Giants history going back to 1958. We just disagree on it. That's fine.
And that's fine, and Looney's a great defensive player, too. I'm just talking about they're not offensive stars, but they're guys who have showed up a year after a dynasty started and then were a very, very important and fan-connected piece to what they're doing. I think Looney is a big deal, man. I thought yesterday kind of hurt a little bit more than I thought it would.
Speaking of, your Golden State Warriors here, one day into it, Mark, is the sky falling on the Warriors organization
Miles
right now?
Miles Turner, the Bucks.
I don't know if you saw this, the latest, yeah, from Shams. Miles Turner, 4-year deal with the Bucks now. So the bigs are going away. Brooke Lopez, he's obviously gone. DeAndre Ayton's out there.
What?
Al Horford?
They just waived Damian Lillard? Carter?
Oh,
yes,
wow.
Yes, they just waived Damian Lillard.
Dame's gone.
Wall injured?
Justin, the Milwaukee Bucks are waiving Damian Lillard and stretching the remaining $113 million on his contract in order to acquire Miles Turner.
Wow. So there you go, Mark. Your thoughts.
Wow. That's a Shams bombs is what that is. But, I mean, the Lillard thing, I get it, the Achilles, and he's going to be in his mid-30s. Wow. So I get it. The Miles Turner thing's kind of a surprise. But yeah, look, it's the sky's not falling, but it's not comfortable, is it?
No.
You're sitting here, you're waiting to find out what the Warriors are going to do with the Kuminga situation, and it does not feel like they've got another 2 or 3 days to wait. And so, I don't know. Yeah, the prediction right now is, I'm not saying that the Warriors won't be good next year, but I do think that the offseason with all this movement is going to feel disappointing because the Warriors can't get involved.
That I agree with. And just so Shams is tweeting right now, and Mark, thanks for joining us. The Bucks are waiving Dame Lillard, stretching the remaining $113 million on his contract in order to acquire Miles Turner. Wow.
Hey, Mark, great stuff.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Wow. We greatly appreciate it. I'm going to leave open at least 30 tabs for you this morning on my computer. Hopefully, Evan doesn't delete all of them. So I'll keep doing that for you.
What are you up to over there, man? It's seriously. Bizarre.
It's called information overload, baby. You can never have too much. Okay.
Mark, and I got to do my homework. Before Google, you know what we called that? It's called in the dome, off the dome. These young kids don't know nothing about being off the dome and not having their little Google search engine at the palm of their hands.
I got two kids and a bunch of problems, and AI's helping me these days, okay?
They might need to meditate or something, man. There's a lot going on in there. But anyway, good job, boys. Thanks for having me and get back to shop.
There he goes. That is Mark Willard, host of Willard and Dibs. And also former host of Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys. As we're reacting to a Shams bomb, Dame's just out there chilling, making $100 million.
He's not chilling. No, he can't be happy.
No, he's chilling now. What is he going to? He has no choice. He has no choice.
But hear me out on that. It's not like a funny thing to me, when you get waived while you're injured, you can't rehab at a team facility with team trainers and team, like, that sucks. This sucks.
He has his own team, I'm sure, and you guys, like, there's, like, what is he, Nike athlete? I'm sure they have their own performance facilities.
I know, but Joe, it's different from like the facilities.
Sure, but he has his own guy that helps him out, that one recovery, like Steph has it, LeBron has it, all these guys have their own trainers.
This is a pretty cold-hearted type of a move.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, what was...
I'm not saying it's the wrong business move. Real quick. But it can be cold-hearted.
What did Damian Lillard mean to Milwaukee?
No, I'm like, just saying in general. You give the guy a max contract, you trade away Drew Holiday. Like, this was a big swing, and I'm not even saying they're wrong. Like, if this was my team, this would probably be the best course of action. But I can also step back and say, like, on a personal level, damn. Like, that, the business is cold.
I mean, he's an Oakland guy. You think about, you know, hey, that's you want to bring him over here to Golden State? You can rehab with us, Dame? Huh? Get another shooter in the building?
I don't know.
No?
I don't.
Do you think about it?
I'm just blown away by the damn, man.
You got to pivot, not panic here, John. Pivoting right now, Golden State, Oakland.
I mean,
come on, Joe.
Has the surgery even been done?
Oh, that's a great question.
We'll
get Dr. Nalpongi on that immediately. I know Dr. Rick Celebrini would love to rehab with one Damian Lillard, if given the opportunity.
All these things can be true at once. Like, it's the right business move for the team moving forward, but I can also be stunned by, like, that's a football kind of a move. You know what I mean? To waive a guy? How many guys have been waived with max contracts in the NBA? I can't even, like, and stretch the contract. I didn't even know you could do that.
Ooh, I'm trying to think of really bad ones.
That's what I'm saying.
No, I'm thinking, like all-time bad, like Timothy Mozgov. Remember that one?
Yeah.
And, like, L.A. kind of a thing. Luol Deng? Like, those are the, like, bad contracts.
This is surprising.
It is.
I mean, he's an all-time player. Like, wow.
No, he's a top 75 player in the history of the sport. According to, I know there's everyone wants to go arguments. Clay should have been there, all that. But, and I agree, Clay should have been in the top 75 list, absolutely. But Dame is, in his own right, a top 75 player. And for him to get waived about Milwaukee right there. And again, we were talking about Giannis maybe being the prize of this offseason.
Well, they did this because of Giannis, you would have thought.
Giannis,
right?
Is staying.
Right? Like, yeah,
Giannis is staying. And him and Miles Turner together. Talk about that. Yeah. That those trees out there, as we're doing the Redwood analogy. Whew,
I've been really big-ass
team.
Really hard on Dame over the years, just in general, and recognizing how great he is. I really do feel for the guy. Like this.
On a personal level.
Professional, personal, everything. Like, he has worked his you-know-what off to get to where he is. Got it. That waved. Yeah. I mean, that's just... Whew. We talk about the game is a sport, it's a business, and all this. It's just wild.
So he's going to come back probably like...
Wild.
I would assume maybe not next year. I mean, it's an Achilles injury. You never know with these things. So he's probably going to be, he's going to turn 35 in about 2 weeks. Yeah, 2 weeks from today, he's going to be 35, July 15th, 1990 was his birthday. He's going to be 35 in 2 weeks.
Man, who's signing you, sight unseen? Ah, that's a lot, man.
I know, but I'll say this. He's an elite shooter. That touch is not going to go away. Now, is he going to be that ball handler that he once was? Probably not. Is he undersized? Yes, he's listed at 6'2". But as a shooter, like a team could use him next year, or if he rehabs and somehow gets back into shape enough and is ready in the regular season, yeah, absolutely a contender could use him. So, yeah, Golden State, I'd think about it. Why not? Dub Nation, I'm asking, 888-957-9570. Taking a flyer on Dame Lillard? I mean, you're not going to pay all that. The Milwaukee Bucks are. Why not? Why not? That's all I'm asking. Chris is in San Jose. I want to get his thoughts on everything. Chrissy, good morning. First, before you get to your off-season thoughts, we're talking about Kevon Looney, giving his just due today. Do you have any Looney thoughts as he departs from Golden State after 3 championships in 10 seasons?
Yeah, big piece for losing. Great player. We're going to miss him. He's been such a huge contributor to this Dubs Nation, and you know, whenever he comes back, you know, hopefully we get his jersey up in the stands.
I agree. What do you got on Dame Lillard and the Warriors?
I'm coming home. I'm coming home. Bring him home. Dame Dollar Sign. Bring him home. Bring our guy home. Talking about one of the best shooters. I don't care if he's 5'6". I don't even talking about he's only 6'2". I don't care if he's 5'10". He could be 5'4". You're looking at one of the best shooters in the league. Teaming up with Steph, give him 1 year to rehab. You're talking about we weren't sure where we were going. We figured out where we're going now. We have Steph next 2 to 3 years. You bring Dame, let him heal. Oh, my gosh. 1-2 championships for sure. I'm out, guys.
1 or 2 championships, Chris and Santos. Hold on. We're talking about a guy that's coming off a torn Achilles. He's going to be 35 in 2 weeks. Probably not even going to play until he's 36. 1 or 2 championships because you bring him in? Oh, my goodness.
It's oh, my God, like Chris said.
Oh, my God. Oh, this is crazy, actually. Like, legitimately, like, waving him with that contract.
That's all I was saying. Like, no, it is wild. Like,
I'm trying to process
it. I'm stunned by it.
I am processing it, too.
I can feel multiple things simultaneously. I feel awful for Dame. It's the only way to keep Giannis in Milwaukee.
Absolutely.
Right? Like, you have to do it. It's just, wow.
So how's their team shaping up in Milwaukee right now?
Like,
Giannis, obviously, they've already gotten rid of what's their guy from last year that they moved to the Washington Wizards. They picked up Middleton.
Yeah.
Move off Chris Middleton. You got Miles Turner now. Brook Lopez is obviously gone. He's a Clipper.
Bobby Portis.
You got Bobby Portis back there. Yeah. That's a good call. They still have Connaughton. Of all people,
I like Pat Connaughton. You know I love the try-hard white
guys. Is Kuzma still there? Kyle Kuzma's still there. Okay.
Kuz!
I don't know. Still Milwaukee. I guess. Yeah. I guess.
You know, on the other side, I do want to talk about like the rehab thing. Because I saw something in one of these sports docs about the Red Sox. And it just makes you look at the whole rehab from injury thing very differently because a lot of fans don't even think about this stuff.
Let's pick that up on the other side, 888-957-9570. Hey, Warriors, Damian Lillard's out there, proud of Oakland, California. Want to sign him? You can get him. That's coming up, brought to you by Safeway. Miles Turner, sources told ESPN today. And Turner agreed to a 4-year, Joe, $107 million deal with the Bucks. Plus a player option for year 4 in 2028, 2029, and a full 15% trade kicker. So Lillard gets waived, and obviously he's rehabilitating his torn Achilles, which he suffered. And prior to that, did he have deep vein thrombosis, like in his calf? God, man, this has been a brutal couple months for Dame Lillard, man.
Miles Turner, does he even sign with the Bucks if Halliburton doesn't tear his Achilles?
That's a great question.
I don't know.
That's a great question.
I don't know. Like, does Indiana offer him more money or less money based on the availability of Halliburton?
I don't know. It's a great question.
I don't know the answer.
Well, I thought they were going to keep him because of that. Or is Indiana, is this to you saying that they're just punting on the season?
No, not punting, but you're just kind of getting your books in order because there's no point in even getting near the apron.
Because you're not going to win a title.
Exactly.
Got it.
I mean, the CBA, I'll say one thing. Adam Silver, look what you created. You and however many players that were part of that board, CJ McCollum, and some of the owners complaining, I think this made it really difficult for really good players to stay on their teams. The player movement is unreal. And now I get to Dame and the injury thing. One thing that I don't think that I had a good feel for. I still don't. I don't pretend like I've, you know, played or been a part of an organization. But when I watched the Red Sox doc, Lucas Giolito had signed as a free agent with the Red Sox. Mm. He's a pitcher.
Yeah, he is.
And
it was good for the White Sox for a second. Then he kind of fell off.
Yeah. And so he signed as a free agent with the Red Sox. And he hurt his UCL early on. And he was talking about in the training room, and I'm paraphrasing here, but he was like, hey, it's a good thing I signed with the Red Sox. Otherwise, I'd be doing all of this training on my own, and I'd have to hire, you know, individual training staffs, and I'd have to work at specific facilities, and I wouldn't have the technology or the facilities that are built to help me train at this particular sport and get better and then be around my teammates. It's a lonely existence when you're injured. You're alone and you're with that trainer every day. And so any little bit that you get around other guys and to feel normal and to feel part of the group and the camaraderie, that these guys are like dying for it. So I look at the Dame Lillard thing and look on a business level for the Bucks, like the only way you're going to keep me honest is to get someone like Miles Turner and to waive Dame because of how bad that injury is.
So now I guess the next question is, does a team take a chance on maybe just having like a full rehab season of Dame Lillard? Do you do that? Is that good business? Is that bad business?
I don't know how it works. Now that he's waived, I don't know if he can only stay on a one-year vet minimum, like because there are CBA rules. I don't know.
Or like a one-in-one kind of like a player option. Shout out Farhan Zaidi.
Joe, you might not even be able to do that.
Right.
I don't know. Like, I legitimately do not know because of the rules. Like, for example, when DeMarcus Cousins signed the mid-level exception, remember, he could only sign another mid-level exception with the Warriors plus 25% or whatever it was. And then after that, he'd be eligible for a multi-year deal. So there are very specific languages and rules within the CBA. I don't know. I don't know what the rule is. But for Dame's psychology, as well as his actual like returning to health, man, it'd be really someone needs to take a chance and bring him in so that he can rehab at a basketball facility around basketball people.
Why not the Warriors? Is what I ask.
I'd be open to it. Absolutely.
888-957-9570.
Even if he doesn't play a game for you,
let's bring him home. Let's bring Dame home. Come on, that'd be awesome.
But here's the problem, though. Like, it's easy to say. How much does it cost you? And because of the second apron, and they only have like $25 million to the first apron.
But that's the thing. He'd be double dipping. So anything else he's getting on top in Golden State,
Joe,
you would think would be gravy, right? Because he's making $113 million.
Can they afford to have a spot filled with a guy who won't help you this year?
It's a great question.
I mean, I would do it. It's just...
Well, no, do we know he's not going to be there, though? Like, is there a possibility we get Dame? Because as technology, we've seen, you could come back from an Achilles and maybe be towards the tail end of next regular season.
Clay, right? Clay tore it in October.
Yeah, but he's back-to-back major ones, right? So, like, that's what I'm saying. Clay's was a little different, but...
Clay tore it in October.
I know, but he was coming off an ACL.
And when did he come back? About February of the following year?
Yeah.
Dame tore his in May.
Yeah.
So even if you're optimistic, like, I don't know.
I know. I mentioned he was dealing with the deep vein thrombosis prior to that, which kept him out.
And he's 35, not 31.
I know. Like, again, he wouldn't be that ball handler, like the Dame that
he's
we know.
He's a catch-and-shoot guy.
He would be a catch-and-shoot guy at that point. Now, is that good enough? He's 6'2". He's slightly undersized. I know we had our caller, who's our Chris in San Jose, say, I don't care if he's 5'7". I was like, well, height matters in the catch-and-shoot game, for sure. Especially, and what is he giving me defensively? I'm not going to, obviously, if he's a catch-and-shoot guy, I don't really care what he's giving me defensively, and he was already kind of a turnstile there, as is. But, you know, I also think, from the Warriors fans' perspective, if he had the pipe dream that was Giannis Antetokounmpo, I think that's gone now.
No, it is done.
It's over.
Yeah.
Giannis ain't coming. He's not leaving. He is staying in Milwaukee. Him, Miles Turner, that's the future there. And Miles Turner, quite frankly, some Warriors fan had the pipe dream, maybe, hey, can we get Miles Turner? So that's another guy you could cross off your list as he signs a four-year deal now in Milwaukee. So the names are shrinking, Joe, when it comes to people that can help the Golden State Warriors this offseason.
I feel bad for Dame. I can't get over this.
Maybe we keep circling back, yeah.
What?
Continue.
No, yeah. I've just never seen... Have you ever seen anything like this?
No, I don't think... Like, when's the last time a player at this level has been waived like that?
This is a football move.
Yeah.
Right? Like, this is a football move.
Football,
that's why I'm
different,
so stunned.
You could just eat it for a year.
Exactly.
They're going to be eating it for years. Years!
It's crazy.
Like, maybe Russell Wilson for the Broncos,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So they just had to eat it.
It was like $80 million or whatever in dead cap. This is just insane.
It is.
And it was really their only way of... improving the team.
If any like news and notes comes out, boys in the back, when it comes to like the specifications on the next team that signs him, please feel free to hop on, because my contract knowledge when it comes to this stuff, the X's and O's, it's not on Bobby Marks level. So if we see anything there, feel free to hop in.
It's just cruel.
is it cruel?
Again, he just tore his Achilles for you in the playoffs. I mean, yeah. And then you sign as a version of a replacement,
I mean,
by waiving him. Yeah,
it's a business, unfortunately,
move.
And he'll say
no,
the same
I know,
thing. Yeah.
I know.
Sucks.
He's been a benefactor of you know, taking a lot of money in the league, but that doesn't mean that you can't have empathy
and,
for the person.
And maybe I'm being a little cynical because he's been a buck for like a cup of coffee, like barely been there for like a year.
Yeah,
and
but he's a person.
He is a person. I understand that. It sucks more for the person in this case. Like, had it been... like that's how it ended in Portland, then I'd be like, oh, that's kind of slimy. Like the one of the greatest, if not the greatest player in the history of the organization, you're going to do him like that. But the fact that it was the Bucks, they're trying to appease their superstar. Like, I get it. Like, now does Dame feel some type of way about Giannis Antetokounmpo maybe in all this? Like, I don't know. These are just questions we're asking right now. It's the big story. If you're just joining us, the Bucks have waived Damian Lillard.
It's just wild.
And they're stretching his remaining $113 million on his contract in order to bring in Miles Turner, who signed a fat contract there. Oh, we got another one?
Another. The NFL's getting in.
Oh, what's going on?
My favorite R&B singer.
Bobby Brown?
Darren Waller coming out of retirement, and he's going to play for the Dolphins?
Oh, my God. No.
Yes.
D-Wall? I thought he was done. He's been rapping.
They still have to trade for him to the Giants, who own his rights.
Hey, Dolphins,
oh, the Giants,
top
that's right.
Five pick, book it.
Oh, yeah, they're bad. They're like Mike McDaniel's searching right
Dude,
now.
The
Mike McDaniel's searching.
Right now, trades, signings. The NFL cannot let the NBA win a minute.
How old is Darren Waller?
It's unreal.
Well, yeah, that was the...
Hey, Darren. Drop the Kelsey Plum album right now and come out of retirement. We're trading you to the Dolphins.
It says it right. Wikipedia is so damn quick.
What does
it's,
it
already,
say?
It's already Miami Dolphins 2025.
No,
it's in teal and everything. Right here. Look.
My goodness.
It's right there. He's 32, so he's not.
Darren Waller.
Hey, I'm actually kind of excited to see him in the Shanahan system a little bit. It's going to be pretty fun, right? Like the tight end. He's not going to block a lick. So he's just real quick. He's not going to do that. Catch the balls, though.
I watched a podcast with him like within the last week where he was like, you know, I blocked 12 times in a row for Brian Daboll on this little like sweep play, and I realized I don't want to play football anymore. And it was like week 7, and he was like, yeah, I knew I was done.
Gruden never told me to block, so I'm not blocking here. Oh, man. Well, that comes off the heels of yesterday, the Micah Fitzpatrick, Jonnu Smith, and Jalen Ramsey trade between
Insane.
The Steelers and the Dolphins. So the Dolphins wheeling and dealing. And yeah, so the NFL's happening, basketball's happening. And
everybody's getting moved,
except
Jonathan Kuminga.
Except JK. Hey, Mark Spears, ESPN. Could JK end up staying in Golden State?
There seems to be optimism in the Warriors camp that he will re-sign. He will be a restricted free agent. This market's not great for him. As one NBA GM told me, is like, what has he proven to be worth what his agent wants, which is $25+ million? Mm. Who has that money for him? Why does he deserve that? But then on the flip side, if he returns to the Warriors, like, what's his role?
And can he reach his full potential
there? Yeah, and so if I'm Jonathan, I'm in a really weird spot right now. The money's not here this summer. Maybe it's next summer. But either way, there's a lot of question marks.
I'm telling you, Joe, this has the feelings of he's coming back.
For 1 year?
For 1 year at least, or he's like a trade deadline piece, maybe. I don't know how that works. Again, can you move him to the trade deadline, however that works? I know the Lauri Markkanen thing last year, we were all over that. But yeah, this has the feel of JK returning right now. Does it not? Like Jonathan Kuminga, it feels like at this point, if I was a betting man, he's going to be in a Golden State Warriors uniform game one regular season. And how would that make you feel?
I mean, it's just, I mean.
You have to laugh at the absurdity of the situation, right?
Honestly, it would make me feel like this is the Jimmy G saga all over again.
Oh, that's.
Where I said goodbye to Jimmy like 18 times.
Oh, no.
And then he stepped out of bounds.
I mean, a little different because.
And threw a pick eight.
Because you did the big trade. Well, actually, no, because I guess in this scenario, Trey Lance would be the Jimmy Butler, but they're not the same player.
JK like. Playing on the baby court.
Oh,
JK, hey, everyone else is practicing over here. Put JK on the baby court.
So in the Western Conference Finals next year in this scenario, something horrible happens and he's smiling on the bench in his hoodie.
What's the JK version of the pick eight?
Oh my God.
It was when him and Wiggins were defending whoever it was, the game-winning play, and JK's back was to the play and he was out of bounds guarding no one. That's what that was.
It's actually a really good one.
That's a good cop off the fly. I gotta give you credit for that one. What were you asking
at
me?
Training camp with us for
no, Joe. Trey Lance? I couldn't be. I was here. Someone had to run the show.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
I had to run the show.
Carter was there. Carter was there. Sam, you were there. I know. Bonte
I was there.
Was in
Everyone
Europe.
Was there except Bonte for Scudoni.
I remember we show up and there's if you have 49er training camp. There's two big fields and then there's a couple of these baby fields behind the stands. And all of a sudden I look over and there's beautiful Jimmy G in shorts smiling. You could see the smile.
He is beautiful.
Like three fields
beautiful
over,
man.
And he's throwing ducks to a bunch of like trainer guys who look smaller than me in sweatpants and stuff. And I'm like, oh, Jimmy saw it on the baby field. And then a bunch of reporters went running over to catch video of Jimmy's wobbly passes on the baby field because his shoulder wouldn't clear whatever protocol. Am I wrong? Carter, come on. You were there.
So we're going to have the Kuminga
version. It was
version
the baby
of,
field.
The Kuminga version of this is he's going to be at Cleveland, the training. Yeah. He's going to be shooting free throws.
At the baby court. Him and LJ. The little Fisher-Price
hoop. Oh, the Fisher-Price hoop. He's going to be balling out there?
The equivalent of it would be like if you go to Oracle Park and there's that little, like, toddler field.
The junior Giants
field.
One.
Like, Willie Adames on the Little League field?
Adames is hitting on the little field. That's what it would be like.
Me, Jung Hoo Lee. Would he be whiffing still, the wiffle balls in this case?
So we're going to have training camp. There's one training camp with everybody, and then there's JK on the baby court.
Oh, God.
That's what this would be like.
Jesus.
It would be hilarious.
Oh, there's a lot happening.
Who would
right
be
now.
Trey Lance in this situation?
I think it would be no, because it can't be Jimmy Butler because he's already been way better for the Warriors than Trey Lance ever was for the 49ers.
Pods.
Yeah,
probably Pods.
Yeah, Pods.
Pods is more accomplished than Trey Lance.
He is. That's,
way more accomplished. Way more accomplished.
There's no one on the level of what Trey Lance was.
It would be like
James Wiseman.
No.
It'd be James Wiseman returning.
If James Wiseman was
if
back,
he was still
yeah.
Here, yeah.
I think it would be like Jacob Evans.
Oh, no.
It would have to be someone who's so random.
What's Ryan Rollins up to these days?
I don't know.
This is Ryan Rollins. There you go.
All right, it's the day of the day. Like, movement is everywhere. There's no money. Like, everything's drying up. You know, Mojave thinks that the NBA free agency money for Jonathan Kuminga has dried up. So you guys tell me, where is he landing?
Jonathan Kuminga?
Where is he going?
He's saying he's Golden State. And if anyone else says otherwise, 888-957-9570. Is there a move out there right now that the Warriors could make? That'll make you feel good into next season? No, seriously. At this point, Joe, is there a move out there that the Warriors could do to make you feel confident heading into next season? Or are you like me, that bringing back JK, running it back, quote-unquote, with Jimmy, Draymond, Steph, you have Pods, obviously, JK, keep Moody. Like, you have to have some other players around there, the fringes, if you will. But that basic core right there, would you be okay running back with that? 888-957-9570 is the number. And again, you can call or text that number. We got this or that coming up in about 30 minutes or so. Fastest growing segment in the history of Sports Talk Radio. We love it. Yesterday was Batman and Superman.
Oh,
is there a
Chris lady? Haynes? Wow.
Oh.
Breaking.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible.
Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Chris Haynes.
What? What's going on?
Milwaukee Bucks star Giannis Antetokounmpo is not pleased with the team's decision to waive Damian Lillard. League sources tell me.
Oh.
Tell me that's the real. It is the real Chris Haynes. Uh-oh! Uh-oh!
Okay, hold on. Is this saving
face? Get the Spider-Man! Bring him home!
Is this...
Bring him home!
Wait, bring who home?
Bring Giannis here!
Okay, the home is Milwaukee for him right now.
No, it's
quick.
Not.
Real quick.
Whoa! Chris Haynes. I'll just say it again. Breaking news. Chris B. Haynes. You see, he's got 500,000 followers.
Yeah, no, it's him. I see it on his Twitter right now.
Okay,
I just want
to make sure. I don't want to get ball sacked over here.
No, it's not ball sack sports. It's
Milwaukee Bucks star Giannis Antetokounmpo is not pleased with the team's decision to waive Dame Lillard. Here we go. Bring him. I want him.
Wait, real quick. That doesn't mean that Giannis is leaving. That means it's him saving face saying, Dame, I really didn't want this the whole time, but I'm so much happier that Miles Turner is here instead of you.
No, this is the first big domino.
Is pulling a LeBron?
You're so full of you-know-what right now. You're so full of it. You're so full of it.
JK, Pods, Draymond for Giannis?
Sure.
This is your LeBron thing
with
from
Moody?
Last year.
With Moody?
This is the exact same thing you're doing with
I
LeBron
I told you, I'm not
year.
Giving him up.
Giving who up?
Giannis.
Oh, God. I thought, okay, so hold on. You're not giving up KD and you're not giving up Giannis forever.
No, because like Creedence Clearwater, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. I have one little candle, just one little candle lit for Giannis to come home.
You have your lighter out and you're swaying it back
and
forth.
No, that's how you
lose
DJ.
Please join us.
I got the wax going. We got the candle. We're ready to go.
You got the incense burning? Is that what you're doing? Sage in the locker room? A la Kyrie Irving to get Giannis here? I almost called him Bob Myers. Our guy Mike Dunleavy already told us, Joe, $50 million players, they're not in the market for them. How much is Giannis making? How much is he making? Pull it up.
$53
million. There you go. Can we be more realistic here when it comes to our expectations? Or is that where we are with the gambling?
No, we're always going to dream big.
Is this Mar in San Francisco? Is that the name or is this Mark? Is it what is it, Sam? Mar? Mar in San Francisco wants to join in the conversation. Mar, what should the Warriors be doing right now? Good morning.
Good morning, man. I think trading Jonathan Kuminga would be a big mistake.
I don't think we're going to get anything in return as good as Jonathan Kuminga. I mean, those last flashes he had in the games that he played in the playoffs should tell you everything, man. He can fit in right in this team. He can be the future of our franchise. I think what we have to focus on is centers. We're talking about everybody else except centers. We just traded Kevon Looney. We need to find a center and add a center. That's the most important part right now. But trading Jonathan Kuminga would not help us. It would make us weaker. I think Kuminga, Draymond, and Steph are the future for us. I mean, if whatever Steph has left.
Who's the future?
Draymond, I think Kuminga is the future. But right now, for the future, is Steph and Draymond for whatever they have left. And Kuminga would be our future, of course.
Okay, you're saying in the immediate future, which is next season, season
present,
after that.
I guess.
That's what he's saying.
Yeah,
exactly.
Okay. I was so confused.
Not the next 5, 6, 7 years is what he's saying.
I kind of got trapped. Like, I felt like I was in the DeLorean. I didn't know which.
I'm just
space time continuum.
I'm gonna be completely honest. There's just so many memes happening right now that I'm all here for. So the Giannis Antetokounmpo was not happy with the Bucks after waving Damian Lillard.
Okay, what does
someone
that mean?
Someone quote tweeted Drake being upset in the finals after KD got hurt. Oh no! I'm so sorry.
So
they
weak.
Did this to you, Dame.
That's so weak.
That's so not cool. It clearly wasn't me that told him to do it. Oh, that's awful. They brought in Miles Turner, who's so much better than you right now. Oh, that's kind of how it feels.
I mean, Miles Turner was invisible in the finals.
I mean,
he played terrible.
After Halliburton got hurt, which was awful.
Timeout. No, yeah. After Halliburton got hurt. He was terrible before Halliburton got hurt.
Well, you know, it was a bad matchup for him. We could have said that for a lot of Warriors players. It's a bad matchup for some of these. OKC does that to people. You know what? I think it was a good move. Miles Turner is 29. He's a big. He's 6'11". Dude, him and Giannis on the floor together? You kidding me?
Miles Turner's fine. He's a role player.
He's starting for them.
Okay. Giannis and Miles Turner is not scaring anyone.
Okay.
You still need other players around them.
In the East, it might scare some people. No. I don't know who else is out there.
Who's ball handling?
Pat Connaughton. I had to say it. Sorry. Kyle Kuzma.
So basically, it's Bobby Portis. It's Bobby Portis. It's Miles Turner. And it's Giannis. And what?
Kyle Kuzma. NBA champion. Greg's in Concord.
I mean, come on, dude. You couldn't even finish the sentence.
Greg in Concord has a wish list for the Warriors. One of these guys he lists, I think, has already been taken.
I like Miles Turner. I want to make this clear. I like him.
I know
you do. He also turned it straight up into, you know, a Ghostbuster. I mean, the dude was gonzo. Casper.
Sometimes that happens, man. Sometimes that happens. Greg, Concord, what should the Warriors be doing, Greg? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, huge fan of the show. First time I called in.
Thank you.
Cool I got through, but... Yeah, of course, guys. So, big time fan. But, hey, two guys out there I think could really help the team. One, DeAndre Ayton. I think he got waived by the Suns a few days ago. We need a center, someone to match up against the other centers in the West. Zubac, Jokic, Şengün would be a great upgrade. Best center we probably have since Bogut. And then also, too, Jordan Clarkson. I believe got waived by Utah. He would be great off the bench.
Jordan Clarkson's a Knick now.
Yeah,
he already got signed.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I still think DeAndre Ayton would be a great option for us at center.
I'm open to it.
That would be a one where it would feel like a win at this point if you got DeAndre Ayton.
But he's a guy, I don't think he'd close with him, especially every night.
And I don't want to sound like cruel or mean or anything like that because it's not how I'm trying to sound. But maybe we all did, if you're a Warriors fan, you know, set yourselves up for a big splash. But I think, you know, the Anthony Slaters of the world told us a while ago, your big splash already happened this year, and it was Jimmy Butler. That is the guy that was the big splash.
Unless Giannis.
Not happening.
You know.
I'm not allowing you to hurt and toy with Warriors fans' dreams, Joe.
No,
I'm not allowing you to do it.
This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine.
Can always trade Jimmy.
They're not, though.
Or Moody, Kuminga, Draymond. There's combinations.
Okay. If you're just joining us, why are we talking about this? Okay.
Well,
so this is what happened. The Bucks waived Damian Lillard, who, again, tore his Achilles just a couple months ago. They're waiving him, stretching the remaining $113 million on his contract in order to acquire free agent center Miles Turner. They're going to pay him a fat contract. So bye-bye, Dame. Here comes Miles. And then we get Chris Haynes, formerly a Bleacher Report. Right now, I think he's a free agent. I see him on NBA TV right behind you. Chris Haynes reporting, Giannis Antetokounmpo is not happy with the Bucks after waiving Damian Lillard. So, Chasky thinks that's saying, you know what? I'm disgruntled. I want to leave Milwaukee. That's what you're saying.
Well, no, I'm just saying he's not happy.
Okay.
So you got to make a call.
He's not happy. Okay. All right. Sure. Why not? You don't think Mike Dunleavy's made that call already?
Oh, yeah, but you got to keep making
the call. Okay.
Yeah. It's the, you up?
Are you not satisfied?
You all know exactly what that text is.
Are you not satisfied currently with the trio that is Steph, Jimmy, and Draymond?
No, I'm always looking to upgrade.
Real quick, though. Having said that, do you truly believe if you gutted this roster and just had Stephen Curry and Giannis Antetokounmpo and a bunch of other guys, that's good enough in the West? As we're talking about this West being absolutely loaded.
No one thinks that. You still have to shape
I'm
the
asking
around
you,
them.
I'm asking you because I do believe that still Steph, Jimmy, and Draymond gives you something in the West to contend going forward next
year. Giannis is the rim defender that they have been searching high and low for, and all these names that you're bringing up, not only is he that rim defender, he closes games for you and then puts pressure on said rim and is the athlete that you've dying to have. I think he's a better passer than we give him credit for. I don't want him shooting from beyond the arc, but he's a better passer.
Okay.
Just in general, he gets to the free throw line. Like, he's a, come on, dude. We're talking about one of the greatest players of all time.
Yeah, I understand that, too. But we're also talking about a sport and
he's 5 years younger
and
than the
NBA and the depth of the West right now. And I use that word in particular, depth right now. That's why I think it might be the most prudent move bringing back JK right now. And listen, adding some players that are on the fringes that might not be the sexiest names, kind of like what you did last season, which you ended up making a big trade with Jimmy Butler. But, you know, Buddy Hield ended up being a pretty good piece for you in the playoffs. Like, that is a guy that I could come away from the playoffs saying, okay, that's a plus that I have in my back pocket right now. Obviously, Anthony Melton got hurt, which sucked. And then he moved off
to the Warriors. What's that? Stop on Buddy. Valuable to the Warriors. He's making $8 million a year. I'm not here to say that he's the end-all, be-all, but anyone in the league could have had Buddy Hield.
Sure, it feels like a bargain for this team right now.
No doubt, no doubt. So, like, I trust Dunleavy to figure out the team around them. Like, and he did a pretty good job on the fly last year.
Let me ask you this, Joe. Would you be disappointed if they didn't land any of these guys, an Ayton or a Horford?
If they just roll back the exact same team right now.
Kind of what I'm asking,
minus Kevon Looney and GP2. I got to see what these young guys that they drafted in the second round, are those guys that they think can help them this year?
Alex Tui and Bill Richard. Yeah, and shout out Guru and Evan doing a hell of a job with those interviews. Yeah.
You're not as good. Now, that's at the beginning of the year. My opinion can change after 2 months.
Well, yeah, the Warriors were, a play-in team at the deadline last year, and then they ended up still being a play-in team, albeit a much more improved, and at one point they were flirting with home court advantage in the playoffs in the first round.
The number one problem with this team was that they never got health and the lineup combinations right all year, right? And so maybe having training camp with less people to worry about throwing in there, as in, like, no Kevon, no GP2, though you like those players, maybe there's something to be said for, well, now everyone has crystallized, clear, specific roles, and we don't have 11 guys that could play for the 9 spots. Maybe we have 9 guys to play for the 9 spots. I'm trying to talk myself into it, is what I'm getting at.
No, I feel you. And again, we're talking about NBA free agency right now because it is upon us and a lot of moves are happening. Bucks waving Damian Lillard. They agreed to a contract with Miles Turner, of all people. So Miles Turner goes from Indiana to Milwaukee. And then obviously DeAndre Ayton's still out there. He's a big. A lot of Warriors fans want some bigs. Brooke Lopez, he's got another name out there, but he signed with the Clippers. Al Horford, 39 years old, as the Celtics continue to gut their roster.
How old is Al Horford?
39.
Yeah.
God. But, again, he's still serviceable. Dude,
these guys, there are 4 guys that are going to be eligible for my 40 and up softball team pretty soon.
They're the Golden State AARPs, what you're saying.
Jeez Louise.
I know.
And I like Horford.
I know.
I actually really like
him. They all have to get their...
He's so old.
They all have to get their colonoscopies coming up here pretty soon.
He's so old.
He is. He's old. That happens, though, man. Like, we're kind of going in this weird direction and spot with the Warriors where it's this age versus youth argument. They are, but you still got hope because of who?
Yeah, because Steph.
But even that guy showed his mortality last year, right? Here's one. I guess. Thank you for this, Sam.
I don't think this is worth a breaking news sounder.
No, it's not.
Give it to me.
Kings trading Jonas Valanciunas to the Nuggets for Dario Saric. So we got the Baltic States trading each other. There you go. All right.
Wasn't Valanciunas a trade deadline acquisition for the Kings?
I think he was. They've just had so many of those Serbian dudes or Czech Republic guys.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.